This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, January 16th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Two key Republicans released the framework of a proposal to provide additional financial assistance to farmers, and that includes specialty growers and sugar producers, that to augment the $12 billion Farmer Bridge Assistance Program announced by the Trump administration in December. The amount of additional money that we'd be provided wasn't specified, but Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman and Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair John Hoeven discussed a $15 billion package earlier this week in a meeting with House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania, that according to a source familiar with the matter. The additional funding would provide expanded coverage for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. The money would cover a greater share of producer losses, allowing farmers to receive bankable and timely assistance, including prevent plant acreage. The proposal also would raise payment limits in line with changes made by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The proposed expansion of the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program would align payment limitations with changes included in that One Big Beautiful Bill, quote, to ensure assistance better covers the level of losses farmers are experiencing, in a press release. For specialty crop growers, the proposal would provide USDA the funding and flexibility to implement programs that address the unique challenges of specialty crops. Senator John Hoeven said this is the additional piece we need, along with the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program recently announced by President Trump and Secretary Rollins. The proposal also would raise USDA-backed farm operating and ownership loans, an issue that normally would be addressed in a farm bill. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear Bayer's challenge to Roundup litigation, giving the company new hope in its effort to beat back tens of thousands of claims that its flagship weed killer causes cancer. The court today said it would take up an appeal from the German company, which had petitioned the court. Bayer argues that consumers should not be able to sue the company for failing to warn about cancer risk because U.S. federal regulators have determined Roundup's main chemical ingredient doesn't require a cancer warning. American farmers each year apply to their fields about 300 million pounds of glyphosate, the key ingredient in Roundup. That, according to federal data, farmer trade groups have supported Bayer's efforts seeking a U.S. Supreme Court review of the Roundup litigation. Mexico has confirmed 8 new cases of New World screwworm in Tamaulipas, which borders Texas. Josh Maples, an ag economist with Mississippi State University Extension, says continued detections create additional questions in the cattle industry. If and when the border is going to reopen, I think that's really uncertain, especially with the cases popping up again and again. There have been no cases of New World screwworm detected in the U.S., but there have been 11 confirmed cases in that one state in Mexico since the 30th of December. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller says this raises concerns. There is now an established screwworm fly population. Cash-strapped American farmers sharply cut back on their fertilizer purchases during the final months of 2025, according to fertilizer giant Mosaic on Friday. After harvesting a record crop last fall, American farmers looking for ways to balance production costs. Corn futures have dropped about 4% since the Agriculture Department raised its harvest estimate for this past fall. Mosaic estimates shipments of phosphate, a type of fertilizer, around North America were down 20% in the fourth quarter from the previous year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors. All designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.